Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? So for those who are part of the live audience, they have been around since 11 plus. We had lunch and then continue with SGC. For those who just joined us online, welcome online. We're going to get started with the Diamond Sutra class. If you missed the SGC live earlier, you can go to the page that I posted, rather the live feed I posted earlier. And if you missed the front part of the live feed, once the feed finished, it would be saved as a video, then you can scroll back and watch. So without further ado, we're going to proceed with the Diamond Sutra class. In the past, we usually start at about 3:30, or half an hour gap from the SGC. Then we usually try to keep it within 1 hour or so. So we'll do the same. So we should finish around 4:30-ish. Yeah. So let's see. last week we stopped here. So the previous week we went through the verses. The Pusa Zhong Yan Fo Tu Zhong Yan Fo Tu Zhe Ji Fei Zhong Yan Si Ming Zhong Yan. This is the reply from Venerable Shri Puti. Yeah, so here, Si Gu Shri Puti Zhu Pusa Mo He Sa Ying Ru Si Sen Qing Jing Xing Bu Ying Zhu Se Sen Xing Bu Ying Zhu Se Sen Xiang Wei Chu Fa Sen Xing Ying Wu So Zhu Er Sen Qi Xing. Yeah, so this is a very famous verse. Yeah, 因无所住而生其心. Yeah, so this is where it comes from. There's another section further down that has a similar angle, and that is the 行布施吧. So here, 是故须菩提. Yeah, so henceforth, Shubhuti. This is Buddha's reply. Let's take a look at my teacher's explanation. So, before I continue, because it's another fit, just want to make sure that everybody can hear me clearly. So in case if you cannot hear, you just join in and you find that the audio is off, please let me know as soon as you can. Seems to be working. So if it's not working, let me know so that I can check. Yeah. So, 这以下是佛劝所有发无上菩提心的人，若有般若波罗蜜的智慧，那就是庄严佛土. So, what follows is the Buddha's exhortation or advice to certain individuals. What kind of individuals? 所有发无上菩提心的人. So, follow 无上菩提心. This 无上菩提心, what does it mean? So, 菩提心, basically bodhicitta. So here, have a prefix 无上. So the unsurpassed bodhicitta. In other words, in the Buddhist context, this usually refer to the aspiration to attain Buddhahood. Yeah, so typically we say Putising would refer to the intent to attain Buddhahood or the intent to attain enlightenment. But once you prefix Wusang, so definitely attaining Buddhahood. Yeah, so those who have this aspiration, this is the Buddha's advice. What kind of advice? 若有般若波罗蜜的智慧. Yeah, if there is the wisdom, the perfection of wisdom, yeah, then what happened? 那就是庄严佛土. Then it is the true dignifying of the Pure Land. Yeah. So, 佛说是故须菩提，诸菩萨摩诃萨应如是生清净心。So the Buddha respond to Venerable Subhuti. Yeah. Henceforth, 是故。So because of this, because of what? Because of the earlier statement. So what happened? 诸菩萨摩诃萨。So all the various Bodhisattvas, the great beings. So here, there's a phrase that is very common. 菩萨摩诃萨。菩萨摩诃萨。So this 摩诃萨其实是摩诃萨多。摩诃萨多 Maha Sattva。So this is actually 简称了。So Maha Sattva. So the great beings. Yeah. 菩萨 is Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva, the great beings. Pusa Mohasa. So 诸菩萨摩诃萨应如是生清净心。Yeah, this is how they should arise the pure mind. Yeah. What kind of pure mind? The pure intent, the pure bodhicitta in other words. Should be here should be referring to the bodhicitta. So 所以须菩提 so this is my teacher's explanation. Yeah, so henceforth, 须菩提 你应该从学习佛法中这样子建立无所得的般若智慧，成就这样清净的心。So you should learn the Buddha Dharma in this way, and within the Buddha Dharma, what happened? Establish the kind of perfection of wisdom, the kind of wisdom that is purified, to have that wisdom to see that there's nothing that is inherent, nothing that is obtainable, substantial, yeah, permanent. Yeah. So I correct myself. So the 清净心 here refers to this. That means the wisdom to see that there's nothing inherent or substantial. 成就这样清净的心。Usually when we, if we think about it, in our day-to-day life, most people, in particular, let's refer to Singapore. Singapore, I think most people are very kind, they are very generous, very open-handed to help others. I think that's wonderful. But here it says, if you go a bit deeper, is the mind purified? Yeah, because doing charity, helping others is one thing, but do we do charity, do we help without attachment? This is higher. So you have a few grades. First grade, don't want to do charity, don't want to help others, only care about myself. Then the next grade, I care for others, but with attachment. I help others, but with attachment. Then the highest level, you help others without attachment. Yeah. So, 1, 2, 3. If you cannot do 3, that means highest level, then you do 2. If you cannot do 2, then you do 1. I mean, not that I'm encouraging people not to help others. But at least, actually there's 0. No. 0 that means you're going to harm others. You don't help others, we usually think that it's not good, right? But at least you don't go and harm others. Worse is, if you don't harm others, still harm others. That's even worse. Yeah. So, okay, let's take a look. 如果详细的分析我们的心，我们有贪嗔痴的烦恼，烦恼杂染，有时也会有点善心，有点善恶的不同，但是心本身是无记性，不是善也不是恶。So Here, my teacher give further elaboration. 如果详细的分析我们的心 ，so now if we were to analyze our mind, our heart in detail, the word 心 the word 心 in the Buddhist tradition, we usually translate it as mind or heart. Yeah, but heart is a common term for practically everything. But usually the word 心 in English translated as heart. So in the Buddhist tradition, there's 心意识 all actually refer to the heart, to the mind. But depending on the scope, then it has different names. And depending on tradition, the focus is slightly different. But the question is, we define it this way or that way for what purpose? In Buddhism, it's always to help us understand the functioning of it and to understand the nature of how defilements arise, how it functions, and how can we put an end to it. So over here, if we were to analyze in detail our mind, then what happened? 我们有贪嗔痴的烦恼杂染。So if we were to analyze in detail, then we'll find that we have greed, hatred, and delusion. This is the defilements, defilement factors. So we have greed, hatred, and delusion. So these are the defilements. In Chinese, defilements is 烦恼 and 杂染 杂染 in our translation, we use the term mixed tins. So it means that there's different types. Different types of taints. So taints refers to those mental states that can cause our mind to be impure. So in other words, our mind have this situation. We can sometimes have defilements of various types polluting it. So, but what happened? 有时也会有点什么有点这个善心 So when we do charity, have some wholesomeness also 有善恶的不同 There's this difference between having wholesomeness and unwholesomeness. 但是心本身是无忌的无忌性 But the mind itself is what? Is strictly speaking, 无忌is indeterminate or is unrecorded. But the meaning itself is that the state of the mind cannot be determined as, cannot be recorded, cannot be determined as wholesome or unwholesome. We can say that the mind itself is neutral. That's why it can under the influence of defilements be wholesome, under the influence of wholesome roots become wholesome. By itself, it's like a mirror. It doesn't have light or dark. If the object is dark, then it reflects darkness. If the object is bright, it can reflect light. So, 不是善也不是恶, it's neither wholesome nor unwholesome. So, or you can say it's not good or evil. So, 当然这地方也这地方就是指阿拉耶识里面有贪嗔痴的种子，也有慈悲喜舍的种子。So, because my teacher in the teachings, he usually when we hear the teachings on the Diamond Sutra, tend to be focused purely on the Mother Kitmika school. But my teacher, when he teach, he often bring in Madhyamika plus Yogacara, 中观维识, 他都会, 一起通用. Yeah, so, let's take a look. So over here, 这个, 当然这个地方, 这地方就是指阿赖耶识. So here, referring to what? Referring to the Alaya consciousness. Oh, this is the Alaya consciousness. So what is Alaya consciousness? Alaya consciousness, the word Alaya means storage. Yeah, it's not a Chinese word. It is a Sanskrit term. Pali Sanskrit term. So Alaya itself literally means storage, and it is used in the teachings to describe an aspect of our mind that has the ability to store our imprint. Yeah. So hence Alaya. So hence it's called Alaya. So within Alaya consciousness, yeah, there is the greed, hatred, delusion. In what form? In the form of seeds. Yeah. So this analogy of seeds can be found in the Anguttara Nikaya. Actually, I have been mentioning that for many years. But sometimes I don't know how many of you actually go and search for it. So let me try to find it and share with you. So I've mentioned before in the Anguttara Nikaya, there is this sutta where the Buddha actually talk about karma. Then he mentioned about seeds. He used the analogy of seeds. Yeah. So let me try to find it and share with you. So let me see. Because the online version, they may not have everything, but should be able to find it here. Let's see. No. Sutta. So this is one of them. The analogy may not be, so y'all can take a look. I post a link here, y'all can take a look. Analogy of seeds. There are a few suttas on this, so I'll share some others after the class. But in the Yogacara school, whatever karmic imprints we have is stored as seeds. Yeah. So the Alaya consciousness itself is neutral. Yeah, because it's neutral, it can encompass wholesome seeds, unwholesome seeds. If it's purely wholesome, then you cannot plant the unwholesome seeds. If it's purely unwholesome, then you cannot plant wholesome seeds. So because it's neither wholesome nor unwholesome. Li Hui asks, is it the Anguttara Nikaya 10.1? Yeah, I saw that link earlier. So, but so this is one of them also. Oh, yeah. Let me just reply. Yes, this is one of them. So yeah, there are a couple of them. So good. Yeah, nowadays we have the luxury. You can just search online. In the Buddha's time, and even until recent times, the disciples, they have to memorize the text. Okay, so let's take a look. So in terms of all these seeds, besides the seeds that has greed, hatred, delusion, what are other kind of seeds? 也有慈悲喜舍的种子, there are also wholesome seeds, such as seeds that is the four immeasurables. Yeah, loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. So these are the four immeasurables. So, 各式各样, 善性所的种子. So there are all kinds of wholesome seeds also. And what else? 还有无记性的种子. And also there are those that is the unrecorded seeds. Unrecorded in the sense, neither wholesome nor unwholesome seeds. Yeah. So, 由于不同的因缘, 就会有时候生善心, 有时候生染心, 有时候生无记性. Yeah. And so, depending on the conditions, then what happened? Sometimes you will give rise to wholesome mental states, sometimes give rise to unwholesome, the tainted ones, sometimes give rise to neither wholesome nor unwholesome. Yeah, so the mental seeds we have arise from these seeds, and these seeds are planted. So then, even one thing key I want to highlight, just because wholesome, unwholesome states arise, we still need to act on them. And by acting on them, then we reinforce it and plant new seeds. Yeah, so it's not a fixed thing yet. It's not as though, oh, then in that case, because of the unwholesome seeds, then they arise, then I can help it. No. Important thing, the mental states arise doesn't mean you must perpetuate it. Unwholesome states arise, you can still stop it. That's the bulk of the Buddha's teaching, isn't it? Yeah, under right effort. When evil and wholesome states has not arisen, put in effort for them not to arise. Now why? Because we, being unenlightened, we have all these seeds. But who asked you to go and trigger them? Don't trigger them. But hei hing sui sui, they have arisen. Yeah, because we are not enlightened, so we sometimes, you know, we go and interact with all the, you know, we entertain those conditions that can trigger those evil and wholesome states. And so even when the evil and wholesome states arise, we're still okay. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying it's okay because we can still stop. So this is very crucial. Otherwise, sometimes when we learn this, then it seems as though, oh, that is predetermined. Not predetermined. So, 佛菩萨 大智慧告诉我们，其中有一个这个什么关键，就是作意心所，which is what my teacher what I mentioned earlier, the 作意心所. So this is the in a way, the activating mental concomitant. 作意 here is actually attention, yeah, attention, the attention mental concomitant. So 作是升起的意思, 这个心所, 它能引导令心升起. So just now I said activating, right? The proper translation used is commonly attention, but it's that when your that nascent attention is given, then it activates it. So just now I mentioned, right, if you keep on entertaining all those even wholesome one, then you are activating all those to arise. And even when they arise, you continue to give attention, then it perpetuates. In other words, you are acting on it. So 这个心所什么什么，OK，软物心或清净心的升起，不是单独的。It doesn't just arise by itself。事先要有作意心所的引导，才令心升起。This is actually very crucial。Yeah. Sometimes we think, no, I just have random thoughts. Yeah, it appears random, only because we are not careful with our thoughts, because we are not mindful of what's happening in here. If we are very clear and very mindful, then we see clearly that the so-called random thoughts are due to preceding activating mental concomitants. Yeah. So 这样说就有如理作意，不如理作意，两种。Then in that case, there's two types. What two types? 如理作意，不如理作意。How to translate this? 如理作意。So, we can say proper attention and improper attention, or proper activating thoughts, or mental concomitants, and improper.Mental concomitants. Yeah, in other words, before it goes full blown, there is the attention that we give. Do we give attention to improper things or proper things? Here, proper improper refers to whether it leads to defilements or it doesn't lead to defilements. Oh, so 如理作意能引清净心升起。 So those proper activating thoughts, yeah, or mental concomitants can induce the 清净心, the purified mind to arise. Oh, just give me a second, let me just switch on the lights, because our live audience, they are very patiently struggling in darkness, semi-darkness now. Let me turn on the lights a bit better.So, the webcam is quite good, even though it's dark, it auto white balance, auto calibrate. So on the screen, the view looks normal. But when I look out, already quite dark because it's going to rain here. Yeah. So let's now talk about the 如理作意, that means the proper one. Now, then second part, 不如理作意, 怎么样? 能引这个染污染污染心升起。Yeah, so the improper one, there's a proper one and the improper one. The improper one can induce also. What does it induce? It doesn't induce the purified mind to arise. It induces the tainted mind to arise. Now, 污染. Yeah. Actually, this 污染 actually means defilements. Yeah. It can be the taints, basically the defilements. So, 在凡夫阶段这可真是特别重要。Yeah, at our stage, at this unenlightened stage, yeah, 凡夫, you know, 凡夫, the worldlings, yeah, this is the 凡夫 should be the worldling. The unenlightened being.So, at this stage, what stage? The unenlightened stage. Of course, if you are at the enlightened stage, I'm happy for you. but we must know that there are those who are still at the unenlightened stage. Yeah. So at this stage, what happened? 这可真是特别重要. This is especially important. It should be apparent this is important, because at this stage, we still have a tendency to go this way or that way.So to know that we can influence this part, we can actually put in effort to determine what to trigger and what to perpetuate, this is important. Yeah, because this is the crux of our learning and cultivation of the Dharma. 若是学习佛法的佛教徒，虽然怎么样，还是凡夫，常能如理作意，面对原来能令人生染污染心的境界，以如理作意的智慧，就能引导清净心升起，而不生污染心。如理作意有这个作用。 Yeah, so, being unenlightened, what happened? 若是学习佛法的佛教徒, so there are those who are still unenlightened and those who are enlightened. But within the context of those who are unenlightened, here, 若是学习佛法的佛教徒, those who are those Buddhists, so 佛教徒, right? So they are Buddhists, they are Buddha disciple and the non-Buddha disciple. Here, specifically talking about those Buddha's disciples who are learning Buddha Dhamma. I don't know whether my teacher meant that kind of, that has that subtle implication. But are there Buddha disciples who actually don't learn Buddha Dhamma? Actually, there are. Yeah, there are. It's just like in school, 1,000 students. But are they all learning? No. Some go to school. You go to school, I also go to school. Yeah, you wear uniform, I also wear uniform. So externally look like all of us are students. But some learn, some don't learn. Some do homework, some don't do homework.
Some
临时抱佛脚. last minute, go and ask the teacher for exam tips. Yeah, last minute cramp. For those who last minute cramp, still not so bad. They're still cramped. There are some who don't even bother. But I want to highlight here. So, I must say that even though here my teacher says that he's referring to Buddhists and non-Buddhists and those who are learning Buddha Dhamma, I must say that there may be those who are not officially Buddhists, but they are inclined towards learning how to tame their mind also. Because I personally have encountered individuals who are like that. Even as we speak, just the other day I went to ASEC to teach under the exchange program, the master's students from France. Quite visibly, some of them, prior to the class, they have interest in the Buddhist teaching. Yeah, and they are curious. Yeah, so just now for SGC, some of them, at least one or two of them, actually attended. Yeah, but they are not. They were not exposed since young to Buddhism, I think. Yeah, because you know the environment. Yeah, but they have the intent and interest to explore how they can tame their mind. Yeah, so here. 虽然还是凡夫, so although we are still unenlightened, 常能如理作意, and if we can frequently or constantly apply the right effort to have the proper activating thoughts, yeah, in which case then I would say anyone who do this, not just Buddhists or those who are learning Buddha Dhamma, but my teacher highlighted that because in most cases only when you learn this set of teachings, because in so far the Buddhist teaching focus on this. I'm not an expert in other school of thoughts, but so far Buddhism seems to be in particular, yeah, focus on the cultivating of the mind, yeah, training the mind, changing the mind, yeah, that there is a whole set of principles that describes how the mind works, and a whole series, a whole framework of practices to train the mind. Oh. So if you can do that, then what happened? 面对原来能令人生污染心的境界，以如来如理注意的智慧，就能引导清净心升起. Yeah, so we are not enlightened. So in the past, when we encounter a situation, circumstances, that can trigger, trigger default states, yeah, to arise. Yeah, trigger greed, hatred, and delusion. Then what happened? In the past, it's like that. But having learned the Buddha Dharma, we learn about the teachings, yeah, we learn about the defilements, we learn about the purified states, we learn about the nature of things. We don't immediately become enlightened, but we learn. And after we learn, then we say, hey, what if I try it out? Ah, important thing, what if I try it out? Then what happened? We use this wisdom. We use this wisdom of applying proper attention, of distinguishing what can give rise to wholesome, what can give rise to unwholesome. Of learning from the Buddha, the enlightened being's right view. What is wholesome, what is unwholesome? What is so good about wholesome, what is so bad about unwholesome? Then, give us the motivation, give us the good reason. Then we can apply. Then what happened? 就能引导清净心升起. In the past, when you encounter those states, there are circumstances that can trigger default states to arise. Now, different. Now, you apply the teachings, doesn't trigger that. Instead, it triggers the wholesome, the purified states to arise. Yeah. 能引导清净心升起, 而不生染污心, 不生污染心, doesn't give rise to the default states. This is the function of the proper attention, the proper activating mental concomitant. 如理作业有这个作用. Oh, this is so important. Yeah. This must put star. And don't be mistaken that this only applies to the Diamond Sutra or the Yogacara school. Actually, if you learn all the different traditions use different approaches, but actually points to this. This is not describing, my teacher is not describing something unique to one particular school, isn't it? You learn under the Thai forest tradition, you learn in from the Myanmar Mahasi tradition, Suyumin tradition, Pao tradition, you learn the Goenka tradition. It all points down to this, isn't it? Ultimately, it boils down to this. This is one key part. How to capture the mind. How not to trigger the unwholesome states. How to tame our mind so that it doesn't go wild. How to train our mind so that it doesn't trigger the default states. Whether you learn Lam Rim, or you learn the Poor Fa, you learn the Bardo state, all the practices boils down to this current moment. How do you control the mind? Prevent it from giving rise to default states. Yeah. So I don't say that everybody must learn, must follow one particular tradition. But you must know that all the traditions work towards this goal. Yeah. So sometimes at interfaith circle, or sometimes in a cab, I meet some drivers who are of different faith. Then they ask me, so Buddhism, is it like Christianity? Is it like Islam? Is it like other religion? Have different schools? I heard got different schools. So are they same? So I tell them, well, same but different. Different but same. You cannot say it's all the same. If it's the same, then why do you say we have different tradition? Yeah, but yet, we cannot say that they are totally different because all still Buddhism. And the aim is still the same, is to overcome suffering. Yeah. So while the approach, the technique may differ, why does it differ? What to do? We are all different. What to do? We all, if you think about it logically, you use a worldly example. We all need food, yeah, and water and oxygen, right? That's all we need to live on. But can we set down a rule? Everybody from now on eats habihun. Cannot, you know, some people don't like to eat sabi hun, how? Some people, you know, they. Important thing is, we need nutrients. How you get the nutrients, up to you. So similarly, in the Buddhist tradition, there are different approaches. But this is very crucial. So if you have the opportunity to learn the different traditions, don't think, oh, I learned this tradition, I must give up other traditions. In Buddhism, what matters is, can you overcome suffering? Can you tame your mind so you don't trigger the evil unwholesome states, the default states? If you can do that, then whatever tradition you're applying, that's a good tradition for you. Doesn't mean other traditions are bad. It's just that we are suited differently. No? So, 有人说, 哎呀,我是个凡夫, 出家怎么行啊? 恐怕持戒不清净。 So this is a common question people ask also. Yeah. So my teacher say, some people say, 哎呀, I am an unenlightened being. How can I ordain? I'm afraid if I ordain, then I will not be pure in the precepts. Yeah, 持戒不清净. So what is my teacher's reply? 不能这样说. Yeah, you cannot say that. Right? 虽然还是凡夫, yeah, although we are still unenlightened, 若常能如理作意, 清净心就能生起来. If we can frequently apply the proper attention, frequently apply the proper activating mental concomitants, yeah, then what happened? The pure mind can arise, yeah, the wholesome states can arise. 污染心就不生, then the evil and wholesome states, the default states doesn't arise. It's possible. Even when we are not enlightened, if we put in that effort. 如果不注意这件事, 常事不如理作意, 那污染心就生起来。 If we don't pay attention to this matter, then, we frequently don't apply the right attention, the right activating mental concomitants, then what happened? The default states can arise. The evil and wholesome thoughts can arise. 因此内心的分别是靠作意引起的. Yeah, so our discrimination depends on the activating thoughts, the activating mental concomitants, yeah, the attention. What do we pay attention to? What do we go and steer our mind towards? 如果在这地方控制, 就不会生染污心. Yeah, if we can master this part, control this part, yeah, this area, then we can prevent the arising of the default states, the evil and wholesome thoughts. 就不造业, yeah, 造罪, then we will not, what you call that, 造罪, then we will not commit wrongdoings. 那就是三业清净了, oh, then it is the purity in the body, speech and mind. Yeah, the three kinds of karma. Of course, when we hear this, it's like, so simple. Rightly speaking, it's so simple. What is difficult is to be able to do this consistently. 像一个大机器, 按这个钮, 机器才动, 若不按钮, 机器就不动. 所以如理注意, 不如理注意, 这地方是一个重要关键. Yeah, so my teacher give, this is quite rare. My teacher give example of a machine. So my teacher says, it's just like a big machine, you know. If you press this button, then the machine start to move. Yeah. If you don't press the button, then the machine don't move. So,所以如理作意,不如理作意. Yeah, 这地方是一个重要关键. So the example of the machine is, I think, reference to our mind. If you press the certain button, meaning you allow yourself to incline in this way or that way, then the mind, those evil and wholesome thoughts will arise or don't arise. So this activating thought, activating mental concomitant, the kind of attention you give, whether you give attention to those things that can trigger wholesome or unwholesome thoughts, this part is important. 这个地方是一个重要关键. Yeah. So, 这里说的 so over here， 这里说的清净心，则是属于般若的智慧。So over here, when we talk about the pure mind, yeah, the purified mind, the purified mental states, what does it refer to? 则是属于般若的智慧。It's referring to the perfection of wisdom. Yeah, it's referring to wisdom. In other words, 就是观一切法空。Yeah, in other words, to contemplate, to observe how all phenomena is empty in nature, empty of any substantial inherent characteristics. 无我无我所 So this is 一切法空 So all phenomena.Empty of inherentness, substantiality, self nature. Yeah, empty of that. Don't have self nature. In other words, yeah. So, 无我无我所。无我，无我所 ，no self, no possession. So the 我我所 ，there's a self, and that which belongs to the self. If there's no self, is there that which belongs to the self? No more. Yeah, no such things that is permanent. Okay.So, 一切法空里面，色不可得，声香味触法不可得， yeah. 言不可得，耳鼻舌身意不可得， yeah. So, those who have attended the Heart Sutra, you should find this familiar. Yeah. 自悟空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法 and so on. Yeah. So, yeah, within the principle of emptiness.Yeah, within emptiness itself, no substantial form that you can arrive at. You cannot find any substantial form. Temporal form, yes. Dependent arising form, yes. Not that there's no form, no. But is that when we look at form, physical form, yeah, physicality, it looks very solid, no? Huh? In the Zen tradition,If you go to the Zen master and say, Oh, I have contemplated for 5 years. I have contemplated for 10 years. Indeed, form is empty. Then you know what the Zen master will do? The Zen master will take the stick and whack you. then what is the response? Why did you hit me? Then the Zen master will say, Ah, so everything is empty, but your head is not empty. Or everything is empty, but the stick is not empty. But nowadays, we cannot do that. If we do that, we get charged. But actually, getting charged also empty. 一切法空里, so this part explained already. So, 眼耳鼻舌身意色声香味触法basically the five aggregates, the 12 bases, the 18 elements, all are insubstantial, empty in nature, no self. So, 一切虚妄法都不可得. All these illusory phenomena, you cannot find anything substantial. Yeah, 是离一切相的. Yeah, that it doesn't have any substantiality for you to grasp onto. 离一切相。心若离一切相 signless. 贪嗔痴就不动。When we say 离一切相, like now when you look around you, seems like everything looks substantial. That substantiality is 相, 现在说无相 no substantiality, but hard for us to grasp that, so we need to do more contemplation to see that the whatever we see do exist, but exist in an illusory way, temporal way, conditional way. Yeah, not substantial, in a sense not independently existing apart from us. Apart from us doesn't exist. Yeah. But due to our discrimination, due to many conditions coming together, then appear that way. Not as tangible as we usually perceive. Yeah. So if we can contemplate more on that, we connect with that, then what happened? Tan sen si jiu bu dong. Then greed, hatred, delusion, the defilements, the default states, is not active, doesn't arise. So yi xing qing jing. And that's why the mind becomes pure. And Buddhism, that's the beauty of Buddhism. It's not that you don't do anything in particular, then suddenly one day, become pure already lah. No. Yeah, it's that the practice you do, the learning you do, yeah, directly changes the state, and then causes then. So it's a process that makes sense. Yeah, not a erratic, sporadic, random process. So 这样呢，清净心里有般若的智慧。So within this purified mind, yeah, or pure mind.There is wisdom. Yeah, 有般若的智慧。That's the prajna wisdom. 有般若的智慧就名为清净心。Yeah, and when you have the prajna wisdom, prajna actually means wisdom. So 般若智慧 is 智慧的智慧。Yeah. But we can say that it is the high level of wisdom. Yeah. The wisdom of ultimate reality. Because normal wisdom also wisdom. So here 般若we can say it refers to the ultimate reality. Yeah. 所以应如是生清净心。So henceforth, this is how you should arise the pure mind, the purified state. How? Using the perfection of wisdom, the prajna wisdom. To contemplate everything is empty in nature. Initially, we just contemplate. Then over time, we observe, contemplate, observe.And as we observe, we verify. And one day when you truly verify, ayah, really empty in nature, then your doubt is totally removed. 庄严佛土即非庄严。So the dignification of the pure land is actually not dignification. 也还是般若蜜的智慧。So,that earlier statement is none other than the perfection of wisdom. 想成就庄严的佛土，要学习生清净心。If you want to purify, you want to dignify the pure land, you must learn how to purify the mind. 用清净心做功德， using this purified mind to cultivate merits, to do merits. Someone at the door? Yeah, can you help me take a look? Hang on, someone at the door. Okay, we're back. I think it's the one of the charity group. They are going around collecting the old clothes or whatever, right?
Yeah, charity.
Yeah, SAVF or something. Yeah, because I did see the. Yeah, okay, we continue. So.So.Alright, so we must learn how to purify the mind. And with this purified mind, then you go and do merits. 功德就清净 then the merit is pure. Yeah, otherwise, if you use the default mind to go and do merits, 用杂乱心做功德 if you use the mind that has all kinds of taints inside, yeah, that means it's tainted mind to do charity, tainted mind to do cultivation, tainted mind to practice Dharma, tainted mind to help people, 功德就不清净 then the merits is not pure.There's some problem there. Yeah. Our intent, to put it another way, our intent. So, 应如是生清净心这句话是总说，下面加以详细说，怎么是生清净心呢？ So, 应如是生清净心。So, this is how you should give rise to the, pure mind. Yeah.So this phrase, 这句话是总说 This phrase is like an overview, yeah, that an outline, just in brief. Yeah. 下面再加以详细解说 Below, further elaboration. Elaboration of what? 怎么是生清净心呢？ The further elaboration of what exactly it means by giving rise to the purified mind. 不应生不应住色身心，不应住声香味触法身心。So this is the detail. So 不应该在青黄赤白这些色法上生执着心。Yeah. 也不应该执着声香味触法。So the phrase 不应住色身心。So 不应住。不应注色身心、So one should not literally 注 that means stay on physical form. So my teachers, so the meaning is here the 注 so the here the word 注 literally means to stay, yeah? Literally to stay.Or abide, but the contextual meaning is attached. Yeah, so meaning that you should not give rise to, you should not be having the mental states that has attachment. You should not have attachment to form.Yeah, here 青黄赤白 it refers to different colors, cyan, yellow, red and white. Yeah, this is just a list of colors. In the translation in the Yogacara, Bhumisastra, me and my fellow Dharma brother, we were thinking, 青黄赤白 can it refer to CMYK? You know, cyan, magenta, then the.CMY yellow and K is the brightness. Yeah. 青黄赤白 I don't know. But we like to think. Yeah, because if you just say these four colors, it may not seem to cover everything. But in a way, CMYK in the print industry, right, actually covers all possible color permutation. Yeah. But anyway, that's besides the point. Here is that whatever colors you see, that means visual things, what about it? We should not what? We should not give rise to attachment. 不生执着心 yeah. Don't give rise to attachment. With respect to what? With respect to physical form. Yeah. But not just physical form. Not just what you can see.But what you can hear, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can touch, taste and touch. 色声香味触 form, sound, smell, taste, touch. And also mind, what you can think about. Yeah. In other words, all through our senses, we can be aware of this world. But nothing wrong with being aware. Nothing wrong with knowing, but not to be attached. Attached in what sense? Attached with our wrong perception of it. Attached in a sense to grasp onto it as substantial, permanent, and so on and so forth. When we say we are attached to something, what does it really mean? It means we want, we hope, we think it should stay on forever. It should be the way we want it to be. Isn't it? When we say we are attached to something. Yeah, it's basically, in a way, not really the thing itself, but how we think the thing should be. When we say we are attached. Yeah. So here it says, no, don't be like that. Don't be attached to it. Don't grasp onto it. So, 应无所住。So, 不应住身心，不应住身香味触法身心，应无所住。不执着有色身香味触法，而要观察它是毕竟空的。心就无住了。So, 不执着 ，don't be attached。Don't be attached to the presence of what? Of the form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and mental objects. Whatever is in your mind. Whatever is out there, whatever is in your mind. Don't be attached to it. Don't grasp onto it. Don't cling onto it. Don't cling on to your perception of how it should be also. Yeah. But instead, what should you do? 而要观察它是毕竟空的. Right? Instead, you must... We must, not you, but we. This is a reminder for myself. We must do what? We must go and observe, go and contemplate that they are empty in nature. Yeah,是毕竟空. Ultimately, all the phenomena, all empty. Not just this or that, all. If we can do that, what happened? 心就无住了. If we can do that, then the mind has no more grasping. 无住. No more grasping, no more attachment. 心不在那上面活动，就离一切相。Then our mind stop being busy. But rightly speaking, it's being active lah. Yeah. Then our mind stop being active then. But I like to use the word busy. Yeah, we are very busy. We are very preoccupied. Preoccupied with what we see.What we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, what we think about. Think about the past, think about the future, think about the present. Think about what we have seen before, what we have heard before, what we have smelled before, what we have tasted before, what we have touched before, what we have thought before. Preoccupied with what we may see in the future, what we may...Here in the future, what we may smell in the future, what we may taste in the future, what we may touch in the future, what we may think about in the future. Preoccupied with what we are currently seeing, smelling, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking about. We are preoccupied with all this. Now it says, no, don't have this kind of grasping. Then the mind stops being preoccupied. Then what happened? 就离一切相. Then our mind is free of all this grasping.And if you think about it, isn't that what we are trying to achieve when we meditate? Yeah. Ultimately, to see the true nature of things, ultimate reality. Yeah. 生起心, with the mind in this state, then you give rise to the mental state. Whatever mental state they may be. You want to go and do a wholesome deed, the intent. Before you come out with the intent,Drop your attachment. Attachment to self, ego, attachment to the recipient, attachment to the act. Drop all attachments. Then you go and do. Then it's different. 离一切相时，般若智慧的清净心就引发出来了。When our mind is without any grasping, without all the perception of substantiality, then what happened? The perfection of wisdom arises. Yeah, this purified mind arises. 所以应无所住而生其心，应该这样学习。Yeah, and that is why, one should, give rise to the all the, man, the mental activity, yeah, without grasping, yeah, without all the that attachment. In other words, with perfection of wisdom. One should learn in this way. I think we maybe finish one more paragraph. So, 在这里讲这个故事听听。Do you want to listen to the story? Do you want to? The next paragraph is a story. Let me tell you. When my teacher give the talks, right? Yeah, he also have story. Yeah, so he the bulk of the class he don't tell stories. Yeah, then usually halfway through then he will say, 现在打一个妄想，我有一个故事想要跟你们说，你们要不要听？ Then everybody become alive, you know. 讲故事 all alive. Talk about Dharma, 观一切法空。Okay, so let's take a look. 在这里讲个故事听一听。在唐朝，so back in the Tang Dynasty, 福建有位了不起的雪峰禅师。So, back in the Tang Dynasty, in the Hokkien, immediately there's response. Lok John say yes, Doreen say yes, Michael say yes. Before that, tweet, quiet. It's okay lah, 师父 also like that. Well, when my teacher tell story, more alert. That's why you look at the Buddha. Buddha also tell a lot of stories. Yeah, because stories get us connected, you know. Yeah. So in the Tang Dynasty, in the Hokkien province, what happened? There is this very amazing Zen master by the name Snow Peak Zen Master, 雪峰禅师, Snow Peak Zen Master. So what happened? 当时有位这个古山禅师也住在那里, At that point in time, there's another Zen master by the name Drum Mountain. Very interesting name. I don't know whether I translate appropriately. I just do literal translation. Drum Master, Zen Master. Drum Mountain, Zen Master. So there is the Xue Feng Chan Shi and the Gu San Chan Shi. So two masters. So what happened? 因为他和福州城一个大王认识 So this other Zen master, he know this king, this great king, in the Fuzhou, the Fuzhou, how to translate? Prosperous state. The state itself is called Prosperous State, Fuzhou. So he knows this king. So Wang Qing Gu San Chan Shi Chi Fan. So this king invite the other Zen master to come and have lunch. never say lunch, have a meal. But I presume it should be lunch because they cannot be having supper. Ling Zhou the Shi Ho, never describe the meal. Just have a meal, and then the story jumps to when before he left. So what happened? No, haven't finished the meal. So the king invite the second Zen master over for lunch. So before this Zen master leave, what happened? 雪峰禅师送他到山门口. So the first Zen master, the Snow Peak Zen master, send the Drum Mountain Zen Master to the mountain gate. Then what happened? 回到法堂后，雪峰禅师说：“一双圣箭射入九种尘中去也。”哇，this is interesting. Then this first Zen master make an utterance. Sorry, 不是一双, 是一支圣剑. So one enlightened arrow shot into what? 九种还是九重? 九重正中去. Yeah, it has shot into a seven layered what you call that? 城, city. I presume that statement is referring to this other Zen master. So 圣剑, actually here there's explanation. 圣剑比喻般若智慧. So it is an analogy for the perfection of wisdom. 也就是赞叹古山禅师有圣人的智慧. So it's correct. Yeah. So it is in praise of the other Zen master, the 古山禅师, the Drum Mountain Zen master, that this Drum Mountain Zen master has the wisdom of the enlightened being. 这个武禅师说我不同意。 雪峰禅师说, 那你去看一看。 Yeah, so there's this Zen master who said, I don't agree. So this the snow peak Zen master says, well, you wait and see, or you go and take a look. So this other Zen master quickly chased after the other Zen master. Well, now there's three Zen master. The third Zen master chased after this Drum Mountain Zen master and said, 你到什么地方去? And asked him, where are you going? Yeah, where are you headed? 古山禅师说, 九重城中去也. So the Drum Mountain Zen master replied, to the seven layered city I go. Yeah. So this Zen master asked, so 三军围绕时如何? Yeah. So what to do if there is the three this Sanjin should be talking about the tri-service, huh? 海陆空, huh? Oh, last time there's Air Force, huh? I think it's the different kind of regiment, huh? When they are all surrounding, what do you do? So 很多的军队围绕你时, 你感觉怎么样? Yeah, so when you are surrounded by a lot of troops, how do you feel? 这句话什么意思呢? Yeah, what does this mean? 就是你到大王家受他的供养, 到那种富贵的境界, 是不是道心就被埋没了? Yeah, so in other words, this Zen master is asking him, when you go to the king's palace, go there and receive offering. When you're faced with all these riches, luxury, and so on, would your cultivating mind, yeah, 你的道心, 是不是道心就被埋没了? Would your cultivation mind be subdued? Would it become occluded? This is what it means. Yeah. Like now, again, I want to say COVID-19. Now there's COVID-19. Oh, we all think, oh, we must cultivate. But no more, after a few months, maybe after a year, no more COVID-19. Then your boss give you raise. Your boss send you to this place, that place. You get promotion. Yeah. Initially, you're a manager. Then you become senior manager. Then you become director. Then you keep on going up. When you are faced with all that, would your thought to cultivate become occluded? So here, 正念就失掉了吗？失掉了吧？ Then your right mindfulness probably gone. 古山禅师说, so that Zen master replied, 他家自有通什么？ 通宵路yeah. 意思就是 So the reply, what does it mean? Yeah, their house by themselves, they have their own path. So 意思就是三军也围绕不住他。 In other words, what all those circumstances cannot surround him. Yeah, even if it's the three regimental army cannot surround him. 他会到虚空里去。That he will enter into the cessation state, yeah, abide in that. 还是可以从这里解脱 that he can be liberated within that as well. Yeah, so this Zen master then said, 平什么？这个是什么？平啊？平嘛，则离宫失殿去也。Yeah, 这样你就远离宫殿了。Yeah, then in that case, then you are far away from the palace. So, 离宫殿，离宫失殿，这话什么意思呢？ Let me scroll it up. Well, this story actually quite long. So, 离宫失殿。So, to be far away from the palace and to lose the palace.What is the meaning of this? Then my teacher cite 维摩诘经 the Vimalakirti Sutra 毕竟空即舍 So there's this phrase 毕竟空即舍 So in ultimate reality there is the supreme or the ultimate abiding.So, 我们一般人是在这房子里面住 Just now I used the word abiding So, most of us, yeah, ordinary people yeah, We commonly stay in a house 而圣人在哪里住呢? How about enlightened beings? Where do they stay? 圣人他不是以房子是以毕竟空为他的住处 Enlightened beings don't stay in a house Physically, it appears that they stay in a houseBut they don't stay in the house. They stay in the ultimate reality of emptiness. They stay there. Yeah. 毕竟空就是个房子. Yeah. To them, this ultimate reality of emptiness is their house, their abiding. 就是在这里住. That's why they stay. 修行人，人家若问，你的房子造好了没有? Yeah. For a cultivator, if people ask, has your house been built?你会怎么回答？怎么答？大悲心陀罗尼经说 ，Yeah. So if someone asks the enlightened being, "Is your house built?" Yeah. How would you reply? Yeah. In the Great Compassionate Dharani Sutra, it says, "Yeah. 树会无为舍。So 南无大悲观世音，愿我树会无为舍。So this is part of the various vows, yeah, in the text, yeah, the vows that those who practice great compassion should have. So that's why you know in the past I have often highlighted. Initially, when we recite 大悲观世音菩萨, what kind of mindset? Oh, I have problem. 观世音菩萨, come and help me. Then, as we learn the Dhamma, oh, cannot just help me. Help me and my family.But later on, as we learn more Dhamma, then we realize, oh, when we recite 大悲观世音菩萨, we should be aspiring to be like 观世音菩萨. Yeah, we should start to have compassion, like 观世音菩萨. Then we must, as a result, have vows to do what? To achieve all those qualities that can help us to become like 观世音菩萨, helping others. So here, 树会无为舍. So the unconditioned, in other words, ultimate reality, now is, what do you call that? Not personified, but become an analogy as a, rather, it is seen as an abiding, yeah? A place that we can stay in. Ultimate reality can stay in there. So, 以无为为住处 yeah. So with unconditioned element. 什么是无为？无为也就是毕竟空。In other words, it's the ultimate reality of emptiness. Yeah. 以毕竟空为住处 ,with this as emptiness. 这也就是宫殿。Yeah. This is the palace. So, Bhima 则离宫师殿去了。Yeah. So, 这样你就是离开圣道了。So,the other Venerable actually replied and said, then in that case, you are far from enlightenment. So this other Venerable, he is also what? 也是明白道理的人。Yeah, 所以用这句话来呵斥他。So that's why he used this phrase to admonish him, saying that, in that case, then you are far from enlightenment. Yeah, but this... Drum Mountain Zen Master, he also replied, yeah, 这看出来，古山禅师也好，这个如上座也好，雪峰禅师也好，都是研究经论的如来禅体会圣道，在这里用功修行的， yeah, so.Thanks. So it's 能能么那么的意思啊。Thank you. Yes.
Drama.
Ah, and drama.
你怎呵斥他？然后应该是但是古山禅师回答说。
I skip 哈。Wait, hang on 啊。I. Oh, okay. Sorry. I kind of drama.若完全不学习，所以都是从研究经论的如来禅体会圣道，在这里用功修行的，若完全不学习经论。Somehow jump here. So if we were to, is the front part that I skip, huh? Ah, okay, sorry. Ah, okay. 但是古山禅师回答说，何处不称尊？什么地方不是大自在的境界呢？境界呀。哪有说我从这里跑到另一个地方去才自在，不是。I can't agree with this moment. Yeah. So, 何处不称尊? Yeah. Where do we not consider to be, how do I put it? 不称尊, that we don't consider it to be honored. That means,is there a place that you say this place is more favorable, is better, that place not so good? 什么地方不是大自在的境界呀? Yeah. So, unenlightened beings, worldlings, we have this discrimination. This place, sometimes we hear people say, oh, 师父, have you been to this monastery?Have you been to this place? Wow, that place, the mountain is so beautiful. Wow, very good for meditation. Wow, the energy there is very good. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, have you all heard of that? I think for many people, it's true. For many people, Singapore is not an ideal place to cultivate, to meditate. Yeah. That's why we have urban retreat.I want to dispel this notion, yeah, that we can also cultivate in Singapore, in an urban setting, but you have to transcend this mindset. Yeah, so, and instead have this mindset. 什么地方不是大自在的境界？哪有说我从这个这里跑到另一个地方去才自在？ Yeah. how is there such a thing as, oh, if I were to go from this place to that place, then it is, then I'm at ease? No. 就在三军围绕的时候，就是大自在的境界。Even when surrounded by the three regiment, person is at ease. No problem. 这样说呢，他家自有通宵路，在三军围绕时，就是无为第一义谛的境界。三军围绕既非三军围绕，这实在是圣人道力所在的地方，是这样的境界。So, if a person can abide in the ultimate reality, then even when you are surrounded by the three regiment army, your mind is at ease because you are abiding in ultimate reality. No problem. Yeah. Then we continue. Just now I jumped one whole paragraph. So, 这看出来 yeah, I've read through that. So this.All these variables, this is something that my teacher have highlighted a lot. That the old Zen masters, they are familiar, not just familiar, they are fluent, they have spent time in sutras and commentaries. They have learned the teachings. Yeah, and then there's a term here, 如来禅体会圣道。In other words, the practice of meditation according to what the Buddha has taught versus what is taught in the later tradition. Yeah. So, 这里用功修行的 that all these earlier Zen masters, they have spent time to learn what the Buddha has taught and practice in these areas. 若完全不学习经论或学习经论而不用功修止观，这些话是说不来的。但是禅宗的人，假烂。So my teacher oftentimes during the classes he will actually make such comments. So, yeah. 但是禅宗的人，必为引经论的话，而用别的句子来讲，句子讲，我们若不读经，就不容易明白这句话。My teacher often bring this up, that in the Zen tradition, there is this inclination to move away from the sutra.Move away from the early commentaries. Yeah. Only listen to what the master said. Like you may say, but 师父, here you are using your teachers, but my teacher is explaining the sutra. I almost never hear my teacher give some teaching without referencing the sutra. Yeah, it's always referencing the sutra. Yeah. But you can think about it. So,我们若不读经，就不容易明白这句话。If we don't learn the sutras, don't learn the teachings that are said by the Buddha, then it's not easy to understand this phrase. 所以古代的禅师是如来禅，不是祖师禅。接下来 now that this is mentioned, I think I may get hit mails. So, 如来禅祖师禅 如来禅 refers to the practice of meditation as described in the sutras. 祖师禅 refers to the later Zen tradition, some of the techniques that developed. So, 是由学习如来禅而成就道力的。Yeah, my teacher's opinion is, you have to depend on the methodology that is taught by the Buddha. Can I disagree? Jialat lah. If I disagree online, no, I it's not that I disagree. But there may be people who hear this and they disagree. And when they disagree, then what happened? They are disagreeing with learning the Buddha's teaching. Then that cannot be correct. Yeah. I like to think that if we learn what our masters, let's say you are from a certain lineage, and your lineage master teach a certain technique. If you trace back far enough, at some point, that technique is linked to the Buddha's teaching. What I think my teacher wants to highlight is, if you just learn the later technique without the link,